Do? What?
Would you call it spider web if it's, whether it's outside or?
Oh yeah, web, spider web.
What's a do web?
It's the same thing, except I don't know why I thought of the word do, but in the morning if you see it, the do will be on it, and it's, I don't know why I said that. I've never heard of it before, I mean, it just came into my mind.
Uh-huh. What about a cobweb?
Yeah. That's spider web. I just don't say cobweb, I don't know why. I read cobwebs, I know what a cobweb is, uh-huh. But I just never use the term.
Does a cobweb have a spider in it?
Well, now that I've thought about it a little bit, it seems like a cobweb is an older web that it may be a spider. Spider.
What was that?
You know, used to live in or something.
Uh-huh.
No, they probably are different. The spider webs that I see, and then the spider webs that I've seen on Dark Shadows or in boogery movies.
Uh-huh.
They're different, aren't they? Those must be cobwebs.
Hey, y'all got those big spiders down here.
Can we talk about them? Yeah, we do.
Are they poisonous?
No, I don't think so.
They just scare you to death.
Yeah, they make you hurt your tail.
Yeah, the big, I saw one about this big.
Oh, that's small. Oh!
How big do they come?
Oh, I would exaggerate if I said maybe that was the body, but honestly, I've seen them this big with their legs stretched out. This is leg and all. Even bigger, but I don't...
Big as your hand, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. Ooh. No. Well, no. I like to think they are, but they aren't that big. No, they're not that big. It's big around us, this part, with the legs stretched out.
Have you ever seen a tarantula in a pet shop?
No, and I don't want them. I've seen them on movies, but you know, I've seen them in movies, but I haven't ever seen them. Have you seen a real one? Doesn't it just make your skin crawl?
What?
You have some more.
What kinds of insects will sting
you? You don't know. Is a mosquito an insect? Yeah, you mad? A mosquito and a bee and a wasp and a...
Talking about the wasp, you're talking about several, you'd be. Several.
Wasps? That's what I'm saying. That's what I say.
Uh-huh.
Wasps.
You would say wasps?
Do you think I'm being honest? I would be if I would say it. I wouldn't try not to say it exactly the way I said it. No, I would never. I rarely have to say wasps. But watch out for the wasps in the tree. Yeah, that's the way I wouldn't say wasps.
Wasps.
No.
What else besides wasps will sting you?
Yellow jackets.
Uh-huh. What's their nest like? Where do they build a nest?
The wasp.
Or the yellow jacket?
I don't know about the yellow jacket. The wasp, sort of like a little round cocoon. Mm-hmm. Cocoon.
Do they build it in the ground or on?
You see it practically anywhere. Mm-hmm. Under the eaves of the house.
What about something that builds a nest like this? Hanging from a tree, you know?
Isn't that a wasp's nest? I've never seen a huge one like that. The ones I see are small.
Well, this is something, it's similar to a wasp.
What is it?
But it's supposed to really sting.
Oh. What is it I'm not thinking of besides?
Do you ever hear
hornet? Hornet, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hornet, yeah. No, I never have seen a hornet's nest or a hornet around Cedar Key that I know of.
What about the thing that builds a nest made out of dirt or mud?
Dauber?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know.
Which are they more like, a bee or a wasp?
They look, I haven't seen that many, but it seems like they look like a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
More than the bee, but I'm not sure. Don't see that many.
Yeah.
Just see the sand, you know.
The parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called
roots.